It's a Saturday morning in October, and volunteer John Lamb is greeting cars at the Eddy Elementary School in Brewster. Here come Al and Kathy Wyman to get their potassium iodine.
So there's two people, so you will get two tablets each, yes, each is 2 days' supply if you ever need them, but we hope you won't. The lady in yellow there will give them to you.
Thank you.
Brewster officials decided to hold a special drive-up distribution event on this clear, unseasonably warm day. But all Cape Cod towns have potassium iodine supplies. Many South Shore towns do, too. It's free to residents and usually located at town health offices. During a radiation release, the potassium iodine, or KI, protects against thyroid cancer. Because the Cape's only two bridges are in Pilgrim's direction and only 10 miles from the reactor, if there was an accident, the Cape's 200,000 residents and potentially 500,000 summer visitors would likely be advised to shelter in place, get in the basement, cover the windows, and take the iodine.
The reason for giving them a head is simply that the last thing we want to be doing is dispensing them in a cloud of radioactive gas, so it's good that people have them at home ahead of time.
It's not known how many KI pills exist on Cape and who already has them. There's no official accounting. Inquiries to Cape health departments indicate there are hundreds of thousands of pills stocked in department closets, but only a small percentage, probably less than 10,000 of the 200 to 500,000 pills needed, have been distributed. Senator Dan Wolf says he's reached the conclusion that most people don't have KI, and they don't know they should get it.
I mean, I think if you ask the average person, where would you go to get potassium iodine in the event that Pilgrim had an issue, the first question they would ask you is, what's Pilgrim? I mean, I do not think a lot of people on the Cape are even that aware that there's a nuclear power plant within 25 miles of where they're sitting.
Just as there's no KI distribution plan for Cape residents and visitors, there's also no evacuation plan. Federal law requires detailed plans to evacuate people within a 10-mile radius during a nuclear disaster. Cape Cod is almost entirely outside that zone. But during the Fukushima disaster, the NRC called for a 50-mile evacuation. NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan says that just because there isn't an evacuation plan doesn't mean there couldn't be an evacuation.
When we looked at some of the possible radioactive impacts for people living in the area, it made sense to call for a wider evacuation area. And in fact, that could happen at a U.S. plant. Even though we use the 10-mile radius emergency planning zone as kind of the foundation of emergency response, that does not mean that it could not be expanded if situations dictated.
Article 5 deals with the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station monitoring.
The town of Duxbury, just north of the Pilgrim plant, is within the 10-mile evacuation zone.
The motion goes as follows. Move that.
At a town meeting last month, more than 1,000 residents voted to support a call for the installation of airborne radiation emission monitors in their and other towns adjacent to Pilgrim. The 18 monitors would detect radioactive particles in the air. They'd also take weather readings such as wind speed and direction, which would provide real-time information to state officials if they were trying to sort out who should shelter and who should evacuate. The monitors would be located in towns such as Marshfield, Scituate, Duxbury, and on Cape Cod. State officials are still determining how much the system would cost and who would pay. Mary Lampert is co-chair of the town's Nuclear Advisory Committee and president of the anti-nuclear group Pilgrim Watch.
Pilgrim releases radiation daily. We have a right and should want to know whether the amount that is being released is within the accepted limits. Also, in a disaster, we want to know that the state's decision of whether we should evacuate, whether we should shelter, or whether we should go about our daily business is based upon facts or is essentially a guess.
The NRC does not require reactor owners to have off-site monitoring. Pilgrim already has a 14-monitor system within a mile of the fence line. And Pilgrim Government Relations Manager Jack Alexander says another system is not necessary and might do more harm than good.
First of all, it wouldn't meet the needs of the professionals, the people who are trained and experienced in this. And secondly, it would provide non-useful information or perhaps an overload of information to people who need to make decisions immediately.
Air monitors, KI tablets, and evacuation plans, none of these things are part of Pilgrim's relicensing process. Instead, the commission looks primarily at safety-related maintenance issues and environmental impacts. Pilgrim is one of 14 U.S. reactors under review for license extensions from the NRC, which has approved 71 so far. The NRC has on occasion asked companies to revise applications and resubmit, but it has never issued a denial. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.